Boy, isn't it great to hear those songs and just be uplifted? And boy, there's a sermon there. I don't even have to preach today. That's great. Just take a look around. Just look at your friends here at Peace. Just 30 seconds. Isn't it good to see fellow brothers and sisters in Christ? You may not even recognize other people. People have probably changed. Just good. Just want to make that connection. Seems awkward and weird. Why is a pastor talking about that? That's a huge part of our church. Being connected with one another, that's the point of church. Dear friends, Doomsday Hill is a famous hill in the town that I grew up in. How many of you have heard of Doomsday Hill before in Spokane, Washington? Carrie, anybody else? Yeah, oh, Gene, oh yeah, David was in Spokane. Doomsday Hill is famous because it is on the route of a famous running event. It's called Bloomsday. Bloomsday occurs on the first Sunday in the month of May, and it has typically about 50,000 runners in the town that I grew up in. Pretty big event. Lots of people participate in this. Now, last year was a virtual event. I don't know how you do a virtual running event. I'm curious about that. And this next year, it's a virtual running event. Anyone done a virtual running event? Nobody? I'm curious how that works. The route is about 7.5 miles, 12 kilometers, and it goes through downtown Spokane and kind of meanders down where the river is. And along that track, there's lots of ups and there's lots of downs. 7.5 miles. And there's no bigger up on that journey than Doomsday Hill. Doesn't that sound scary? Doomsday. It occurs at about the 5 mile mark. Just when you're feeling good about yourself and confident that you're going to finish, you hit Doomsday Hill. And it's about a 7% grade uphill. That doesn't sound like a lot, but it's about maybe 3/4 of a mile. I looked it up. Can you imagine 3/4 of a mile just running 7% grade up? If you haven't paced yourself, and if you haven't left a little reserve in your tank, Doomsday Hill is a bear. You kind of get to that hill, and you just sputter, and you run out of energy. Some people actually pass out at the very top of that hill. That's why if you ever see this on races, you up on the top of that hill, you see a lot of medical personnel, ambulances. They're ready to care for you when you pass out on the side of the road. They can do all sorts of things. They're even ready to transport you. And sure enough, every year there's like maybe 5 people or so that have to go to the hospital because of Doomsday Hill. So my experience of running Doomsday Hill, I've done it quite a few times, is that when I have not sought out someone to set the pace, a pace setter, when I run, and if I don't reserve, you know, energy in my tank from that pace setter setting the pace throughout that run, I've failed running up Doomsday Hill. But on the opposite, when I have sought after a person at the very beginning of the race and I see that they're setting a decent pace that I can follow, I've had a lot more success running that race. Have you guys thought about how important it is in life to have a pace setter? Someone that you can look at and follow their routine and follow their pattern and just trust the way that they're going forward. It's actually good in a lot of areas in our life, not just spiritual, but if you think about it in sports and any kind of race, it's important to have a pace setter. Lance Armstrong won all those races as a bicyclist. We remember how famous he was on top of the podium and winning his races as he did, but we forget that he actually had a team of pace setters that helped him along his journey to get to the end of the finish line. Having a pace setter is important just for life in general. When you get thrown off routines like we have this last year, when you flip the calendar and you think, well, what's the difference between Monday and Sunday? There's no difference. That's kind of the way that it feels. It helps, doesn't it? As we're trying to get back into more and more routines and habits, to have a pace setter that you can look at and follow their routine and their pattern. Even physically, it's good to have a pace setter at times. When people have their heart go out of rhythm, what do they get that helps them be put back in the proper rhythm and order that they should be in? What's that called? A pacemaker. And what I've been told is that as soon as someone gets that surgery, they start feeling better almost right off the bat. My friends, it's really important. And what we're going to talk about today on Good Shepherd Sunday is that it's super important that we have a spiritual pace setter. You cannot do it alone. You can't. You can't do it alone. And if you try to do it alone spiritually, you're going to have that experience of Doomsday Hill. You're going to get to the top and be burned out, and you're going to wonder, well, where's somebody who can help me and get to the hospital? We need to have someone spiritually set the pace for us. Now you might be thinking this morning, Pastor, I don't want to follow someone who's going to set the pace for me. What if they set a terrible pace? What if I want to go off on my own and have my own pace in this race of life, and I want to have my own spiritual journey? Well, those are good thoughts to have, and it kind of reminds me of a little funny story between a drill sergeant and his some military men who were just getting introduced into the military. The drill sergeant was giving them announcements and giving them routines that they should do each morning. And on one particular morning, the drill sergeant approached the new cadets, these new men in the military, and said this, men, I have some good news and bad news for what we're going to do today. So the cadets asked, well, we want to hear the good news first. And the drill sergeant said, the good news is that Private Ryan is going to set your pace today. And the cadets cheered about this because Private Ryan was out of shape. And he could barely make it himself. So they thought, this is going to be great. We're going to make it. So what's the bad news, drill sergeant? Drill sergeant paused and said, the bad news is Private Ryan's going to be driving a truck. Little story just relates how it's important to have the right person lead you and also to have the right rhythm and routine. My friends, it's really important spiritually that we have the right person and the right rhythm to follow. How can we find that? I'd like to suggest this morning that we can have a good spiritual pace setter when they do three things. Three things. Number one, when we are heavy with regret and sadness and grief, that pace setter knows what words to encourage us and to challenge us so that we move forward. Okay? Number two, a good spiritual pace setter, when we kind of go wildly in our own direction and make choices that aren't so good, a good spiritual pace setter slows us down and goes our pace and teaches us and comes by our side. So they know how to comfort us and slow us down. They also know how to speed us and challenge us so that we move forward. But most importantly, a spiritual pace setter does this. When they pace the person that's following behind them, they're willing to pull back and let that person go where they need to be to win the race, to be where they were supposed to be. So when Lance Armstrong won his races, we oftentimes thought, Lance Armstrong ran the race, but you see, he had many pace setters that were out in front of him, and then at the very end of the race, he'd speed out and he'd ultimately win the race. But the credit actually went to those pace setters that were on his team. My friend, today is Good Shepherd Sunday. How are you going to find a spiritual pace setter? That's what today is about. Good Shepherd Sunday speaks about the image of Jesus that is described more than any other image of Jesus in the entire Bible. Good Shepherd is the image that we find when archaeology has taken place in places like Rome. This is the picture that you see more than any other of Jesus. A good shepherd. Why? Because it's a shepherd that knows the right pace for the sheep. Isn't that true? A shepherd knows when a flock needs to move from one field to another field. Sheep don't think about that. They're just eating. In fact, sheep would eat poisonous plants if it's not for a shepherd that guides them to the right place. A good shepherd knows which of those sheep is hurting, which of those sheep needs extra care. Never does the good shepherd go off and wander on its own. The good shepherd knows when the sheep are tired and when they need to rest. The good shepherd knows when to slow down and bring comfort. The good shepherd knows, my friends, he knows the sheep better than the sheep know themselves. That's a crazy thought. Isn't it interesting that the picture that the Bible gives is of sheep? There's no other animal that is more dependent on another person in the world than sheep. And this is who Jesus is for you. He knows you. He knows how to bring you comfort when you need it. When you're hurting and in pain, you have that shepherd. He also knows how to challenge you when you're stuck and you need to be prodded. That shepherd's staff does two things. It comforts, but it also can jab and get the sheep moving. Jesus knows how to do that for you, but my friends, remember that third principle of a spiritual pace setter. It happens when someone's willing to pull back and let you be where you need to be. And see, Jesus has done that for you. You know, the interesting thing in our text in John chapter 10, I know you heard it, and again, it's actually in 1 John chapter 3, verse 16, it says that the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The good shepherd lays his life down. What a strange thing. Why would a shepherd do that? In agrarian times, in Jesus' times, never would a shepherd do such a thing. That wouldn't make sense. It wouldn't make sense economically. It wouldn't make sense for the plan for his life. But what Jesus is communicating to you is that he's a different kind of shepherd. And he wants you to know that. He's willing to pull back and not get the praise and the accolades from God the Father. He was willing to go to the cross to die so that you could win the race. The race in life is not to get more money. It's not even to be healthy. The race, to win the race, what is that? It's not to be a sheep even. It's to be called a son and a daughter of the King. And Jesus pulled back his position of being a son of God so that you could be called a son and daughter of God. My friends, I've learned in my life that there are times in which it's actually really needed to have a shepherd. My life goes better. When I lived in Europe for a year, I was pretty stubborn when I used to travel different cities. I said to myself in the big cities, like London and Paris, I was single at the time and I had an opportunity to visit these amazing cities. And I said to myself, you know what? I'm not going to trust a guide. I'm going to go out and just navigate these cities all by myself. And after doing that for about three or four cities throughout England and then France, you know what I realized? I realized that I actually didn't see that much of the cities. And I was wandering all around and I missed some really important sites. So I came up with a different strategy. Whenever I went to a big city, the very first thing that I did was I got on a double-decker bus. And I sat there and took the tour. First thing I did, I changed my strategy. And you know what happened? I didn't make any decisions. I didn't navigate at all. I just sat there. And the driver gave instructions and he guided. And you know what was interesting? I actually learned a lot more having the guide than wandering all by myself throughout those cities and being frustrated and confused. That's what it is about. That's what it's like having a shepherd. Do you have a spiritual pace setter? No, Pastor, I don't want one. I'm an independent person. I can do my own thing. I don't want to follow anybody else. We must remember, Doomsday Hill comes. And if we don't have that pace setter, we get burned out. We run out of energy. Or is your spiritual pace setter somebody different than Jesus? Just know this. Jesus is the best. Let's let him guide us as he is our shepherd and we are his sheep. Amen. Let's pray about that and then we'll transition to the rest of our service today. We pray. Dear Lord, we are prone to wander. We would actually not like to be paced. We'd like to go off on our own. Slow us down. Show us the shepherd. Give us his presence. Give us strength to trust him when it's tough. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.